Join us now for Call to Worship, dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by Zion Chapel.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice.
From the Call to Worship broadcast archives.
Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
It is a sweet story. We need to hear it again and again and again. Hearing it here from John's recording it, the story of Christ's conversation with those that were described as when they heard these words, many believed on him. As we read it in John chapter 8, the Lord Jesus had mentioned that when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. As he spoke to those who believed on him, he said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Then he goes on to answer what they had said in verse 33, we be Abraham's seed. In verse 39, the last part of it we read, that he knew they were Abraham's seed. But if they were truly Abraham's children, they would do the works of Abraham. And then in verse 40, but now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God, this did not Abraham. We see that word truth in the 32nd verse, the truth shall make you free. Abraham believed the truth, and the Lord Jesus said, reading the 40th verse, but now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God, this did not Abraham. So Abraham believed the truth of God, the truth of himself, and the truth of the coming of Christ. Let's pray that we will know and do the same. Our Father, we come to thee through Christ Jesus, thy Son, he who is all that we need, all that is needed to give glory to thy name. Help us to understand these things of thy kingdom. As thou hast said, Lord Jesus, except a man be born again, he cannot see thy kingdom. We pray that thou would give us that spirit that will open our eyes, will open our heart, will open our ears, that we might hear, that we might fear thee and have the beginning of wisdom, that we might have all that is needed to have it in the beginning, to continue in it, to be set free by it. And we pray for that, for those that are still lost. We pray for it in the church, that it might be revived in the truth if we have left it, revived if we have left that first love, as the church at Ephesus did. And we pray, Father, that we might repent as the church at Corinth did, that we might have that by thy word and by thy spirit, that we may have it, Father, all because of Christ. We pray for these spiritual things first, for ourselves and for others. We pray for the temporal needs also of those that are suffering in hunger, homeless, war-torn lands, the persecuted, the sick, the injured, those in older age, the children in the broken homes. All these have different needs, and we pray that they might be met through Christ and because of him. We pray, Father, that thou wilt now lead us in this word for thy glory and for our good, both in the world and in the church, through Christ. Amen. As we look at this narrative once again, especially those words in the 31st verse, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And then the 32nd verse, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. When we think of that continue, we can think of it in two different ways. One is to continue in the things of the past, to continue in the things that we have learned, not to lose them, not to leave them, not to move away from them. That often happens in the church. It does not continue in that which was believed before, believed by possibly another generation. And we are there today. Paul speaks of the day that they will not endure sound doctrine, Paul writing to Timothy. And then they are not continuing if they have had sound doctrine in the past. But here, it's basically, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Here it is in a way of continuing for the future, moving ahead, moving further and further along in the word, learning first some of it, then more of it, until we have the blessing described. And oft times we come short in that. When we think of the parable of the sower, we think of the wayside hearer. They hear it and allow Satan to take it away. They don't continue in the word. The shallow ground hearers, they don't continue until they truly know God and know themselves. We read it springs up immediately, but has no root. They have not continued to hold to and learn the whole truth, that which will truly humble them and make them good ground hearers, as the last of those four different types of hearers. Also the ones that where the word is sown among thorns. It is not heard enough to bring them to repentance, to repent of all those things that choke out the word. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, all of that has to be recognized through the word and repented of. We have to see by the word how guilty we are, how sinful we are, that there is none that doeth good, no, not one. That is God's description of us, and we have to continue in the word till we believe that, till we're humbled by it. And often that does not take place. I've often said it's easy to know enough of the word to get proud, to think, I know the truth. I know it better than others. Only to stay in our pride, not really to know the whole counsel of God, as Paul said he preached it, rehearsing that to the church at Ephesus. We need to hold to the truth, part of the truth that has been lost in the church that keeps on going, calls itself the church, calls themselves colleges, seminaries. Many of them do not hold to the faith that our fathers believed fully. Creation as it's given plainly in Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2, referred to many, many, many times throughout Scripture. And yet, in our colleges, most of them around here, it was in the newspaper that they interviewed seven different colleges or universities, and only one of them that held to the creation narrative in the scripture. That one college says, we recognize there is a theory of evolution, but we believe it's only a theory. We believe the scripture message of creation. And the rest of them did not. So-called Christian schools teach that the world is 5.4 billion years old, the last figure I heard. Years back, I used to hear of millions. Now it's billions. Changed just in the life of my grandchildren, from the youngest to the oldest. They have changed. It is a sad, sad state. They have not continued in the message. The Lord Jesus said earlier in his ministry, John chapter 5, how can you believe when you receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that comes from God only? When Darwin came with his teaching of evolution, people didn't want to deny it, and they didn't want to say they didn't know it, so they acted like, oh, well, we believe that too. They gave honor to men. They thought some of these things could be true, and now it comes out, we'll just say, we believe it. And it is sad through all these last years, more and more that have come to it. There are still that hold to it. There are the creation institutes that teach it, show it. But most, as I said, the colleges, universities, seminaries do not teach the Word of God. After the Lord Jesus said here, "How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that comes from God only?" We read, "Do not think I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom you trust. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. If you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words?" The Lord Jesus did not say these words himself that are written in the first chapter of John. John writes about the Lord Jesus, but it's very much the story of creation. John chapter 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." And then listen to this third verse. "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Nothing. Everything was made by him. No evolution. No billions of years of things forming. He spoke the word. It was done. It was good. That's the story of creation. Just that swiftly, that quickly, in those 6 days. One day, God said this, and it was done. Another day, God said that, and it was done. And in 6 days, the world was created, and mankind on the sixth day. Paul, writing to the Hebrews, writes that God has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. The Son that came down and took on him the form of a man was the one that God made the worlds. When it came to creating man, he said, "Let us make man," in the plural. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. All of that is truth. 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 Without which you cannot be set free. You will remain a child of him who the Lord Jesus spoke of here. You are of your father, the devil, and the works of your father you will do. We can do works with our lips, as well as with our hands, our feet, our body. The Lord Jesus said, verse 44, we referred to it last week, "You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth." The word of God is truth. The devil did not abide in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. How terrible if we're doing the works of the devil and lying about God's wonderful creation. It's there. As the psalmist writes, "The heavens declare the glory of God." When you give any other way that the heavens formed, we're not giving glory to God. I remember one time visiting a rest home where the television was on, how they tried to say the sun was formed out of gases. We sing a song that's put to verse and music from one of the Psalms. "The slow changing moon shows forth his design." Yes, it's a changing moon. God put it there. Every 29 days repeats that wonderful order. God's order. As God said to Noah after the flood, "While earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease." Probably mentioned before in years past, or someone asked me 30, 40 years ago what I was going to do in the ice age. At that time, I was still a farmer. I said, I'm going to plant corn. Plant corn in an ice age? Who's right? Those so-called scientists, as Paul said, or God when he says, seed time and harvest shall not cease. God can give greater or lesser increase. I've seen great yields. I've seen poor yields. We've had drought. We've had flood, rain. But it's all within the bounds so that there is seed time and harvest. There is cold and heat, both. And what they talked about, the ice age, the heat continued. Now they're talking about the heat. The cold will be there too. Yes, there may be a few degrees difference now and then, but all the talk they have, it's political. It's foolish. It's wicked. They do not know. Some have admitted that we should pay less and less attention to it. Some are coming to that. There was a worldwide meeting not too long ago. They recognized that all the talk was not factual and was not based on reality. This word is reality. The heavens prove it. Seed time proves it. Harvest proves it. Summer and winter. Along with it, spring and fall. They're there. They've repeated themselves almost 6,000 years now. In our Gentile calendar, it's over 6,000 years. If you take the calendar of the Jews, it's less than 6,000 years. 5,000 something. 5,000, I believe, 978 years. If we talk about the 6,000 years as the 6 days, we could soon come to an end. People thought it was going to come, many of them, great change, when we turned the year 2000. Well, it changed on our calendar, but it may not have been God's 2,000 or God's 6,000. We have the Word of God to set us free from lies. The greatest lie is our pride, what we think of ourselves. It's the easiest to fall into. It's the hardest to get rid of. Yes, it's so easy to quickly think, I'm doing well. I'm doing it right. Well, if we're doing it right, wonderful. That's what we should do. That's what we're called to do. Called to do by God. Called to do by all the authority in our country. Whether it's driving on the highway, whether it's obeying other laws, it simply should be done right. But sadly, it's not done right. God's holy law, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself, is not done right. It's done much less today in our nation than our forefathers did, our grandfathers, and all the way back to our pilgrim forefathers. We should be alarmed. We should be concerned. We have not continued in the Word as they believed it and obeyed it. And that's another thing we need to see. Not just to hold to what we have learned in the past and continue to do what's right, to learn more from God's Word, especially if we're seeking the Lord and have not yet found Him. That's what Christ is really talking about here when He says, if you continue in the Word, you will know the truth. The truth will set you free. And then a little further in that narrative, if the Son will set you free, you shall be free indeed. He's really speaking to people here who sadly, like so many others, believe part of the Word and then stop. And worse, get angry. That's What often happens? I've seen it. Seen it too often. People will come and listen to the truth. You think they're on the way to learn of the Lord. And then they soon think they know more than God. Know more than those that they claim to want to learn from. They will not continue in the word. John Bunyan gives a wonderful picture of that with Hopeful's conversion. He continued. When Christian asked him, and I've said this before, but it bears repeating because it's so true to Scripture, the way John Bunyan put it in Pilgrim's Progress. Christian said, did God answer you? No, not the first time, not the second time, not the third, not the fourth, not the fifth, not the sixth either. What did you do? I could do nothing else but stay there at God's feet. And then, he says, when I saw my sin as never before. That's what comes when we continue in the Word, when we continue to hear God's holy law. When that rings in our ears and rings in our heart, we begin to know that instead of loving God with all of our heart, we do as Christ said, everyone that does evil hates the light. You and I. That's what Christ said. And we must continue until we know His word is true of us. He is the way, the truth, and the life. We are sinners, terrible sinners. Sinners, as Paul said to Timothy, in meekness instruct those that oppose themselves. How many opposers we have in our nation, in our churches, in our homes. Individually ourself. We begin by opposing ourselves. We need to be instructed in the truth. We need to hold on to it, not deny it. I remember one person said, when I was teaching, I feel like you're pushing me. First, there seemed to be a listing, and then not want to go so far. Thankfully, later, God woke that person up and brought repentance, brought faith. Brought salvation. That's what is the end of hearing the whole counsel of God. That is what happens. If the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. The Scripture leads us to Christ. Yes, it leads us to God. The Lord Jesus said, this is eternal life, that we know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. Yes, we can learn much of His power, His wisdom, His Godhead from nature, but not all of it. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Learn it from Genesis to Revelation. Whatever part God brings before you, continue in it till you know the truth shall make you free in Christ.
To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, visit their website at calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship, sponsored by Zion Chapel.
Praise the Lord.